Prepper Guy, and this is another podcast. And what I wanted to do today was talk a little bit about my teaser last episode, where I said I'm working on a new project that I think you'll all really enjoy. And so if you've been on my website, prepperguy.com, you're probably aware of what I'm going to tell you. But for you that haven't had time or don't go to websites, go there and check it out. But I am setting up a new website for this, so stick around.
Hump day, yeah!
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm the Prepper Guy, and this is a Prepper Guy podcast. In a world that's always changing and full of fear and confusion, and especially when it comes to prepping, I am a minimalist, and I like to be ready for anything that life may throw at us, whether it's bad, the end of the world, or just a flat tire on a deserted road.
All right, well, let's get into it a little bit. I put together a challenge, and I was wondering how many of you watch the show on Discovery Channel, Alone. Now, that is probably one of the better, I think, survival programs out there, because it's not just geared to preppers. It's more geared to outdoorsmen and women who like to just go out and try to tough it out and see if they can push the envelope enough to say they could truly survive falling out of an airplane, basically, and landing on your feet in the middle of nowhere with pretty much nothing but a handful of tools and items. Another thing I like about it is there is no camera crews around. They self-record everything. Now, they're given some pretty sweet-ass equipment and probably quite a bit of training on how to use that equipment and keep the batteries charged and blah, blah, blah. But they can't just sit there and look to the camera crew and go, did you get that? So it's kind of nice that way, because it's like Survivor Man and Les Stroud. Because he kind of started this self-filming type thing with Outdoor Adventures and Survivor. And so I like it because it's got a little bit more gritty of a feel to it. The footage always isn't probably perfect for a production standpoint. But I think they have some cameras set up just in their camp. They have all the other stuff they walk around with. But what I really like about it is there's no one standing around going, are you okay? Did you get hurt? Do you want us to call a medic? Because you're pretty much there alone. And when people have had to use the sat phone and call to tap out or to get out of there because maybe they've cut themselves really bad, like the one gal did in this last season with her axe, and so she needed medical attention. Well, she pushed the sat phone, and it took a while for them to get to her. Now, I'm sure they probably walked her through some of the proper first aid things to do so she didn't just bleed out while she was waiting for the rescue. But they're not just standing right around in the corner going, here, let me get that for you. And another thing I like about Alone is there is a ginormous prize to the winner. So the last person that taps out, or the one that stays the longest, basically, wins $500,000. So that's quite a grip of cash. And it has, I've noticed with a lot of the contestants, kept them in the game when they were feeling blue or missing their family or just quite didn't feel right or they were afraid or whatever. They seem to tough it out a little bit more because that's a big pot of money. So it gives it a sense of realism to a survival situation. Because quite literally, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, lost and stranded, and no one's going to come for you, and no one even knows where the heck you are, you just can't pick up a sat phone and go, hey, I'm done. That bear scared me. I want to leave. So it forces them to stay in the game and make it a little more real, which I kind of like. Because my biggest problem with Naked and Afraid is there's a lot of videos out there on YouTube where it shows how fake it can be if the contestants don't really get into the mindset of being stranded out in the middle of nowhere, naked and afraid. So I've watched YouTube videos on that to where the camera crew is right there if you need a medic because you're just not feeling quite up to par. They come and, you know, give you first aid and take care of you, but you still stay in the challenge. Well, in real life, that would be dandy, but it's not the way it works out in reality. And there's been rumors of the, you know, people going to the camera crew and getting food or sneaking food. They're usually pretty close to a town or a village or something to where locals will actually walk up and watch what's going on. And so they have scavenged houses and sheds that are close by that were kind of abandoned and actually gotten food. So that you would probably do that in a real survival situation, but it just kind of takes away from the realism of the show. And then all the other ones that are out there are just so, you know, I know Bear Grylls can survive pretty much anything. He's trained. He has all the skills. And Bear Grylls just has a lot of knowledge. Let's just say that. So he puts himself in more dangerous situations, rappelling and doing all these things that you or I would never do because we don't have the training. And, you know, I know the show makes it look like that's the only way down. But the reality is you just walk, you know, 100 feet around and climb down a different way. So it's neat to watch. I learn a lot, but I'm never going to do half the stuff he does in a true survival situation. So, Mark, what's your point in all this? And how does this pertain to my challenge? When I watched the first season of Alone, probably after episode 2, I thought to myself, this is kind of kick-ass. I would like to do that because I'm a loner and I don't like people around. And so I thought, well, I'll go to their website and see how I become a contestant. So I went there and it says, fill this out and do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. So I did. It wasn't a lot. And then about 2 days later, I got an email back saying, thank you. Would you be interested in other shows that we do? Blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, all the contestants for season 2 have already been picked. And so I thought, well, I just started watching season 1 and now they already have season 2. So my odds of ever getting on that show are probably pretty slim. And then I thought, well, maybe when they're picking for, you know, season 3, I'll get an email. But I'm sure they're already into season 3 now because season 2 is over. And I didn't get an email because they probably want the squeaky wheel, you know, gets the oil or whatever. And, you know, watching some of the reels that people, the contestants or potential contestants send in, like audition reels, they show you watching them. All the producers are watching them. And the same with Naked and Afraid. And they're like, well, he looks like he would do pretty good with this gal and their skill level seems to be all right. And, but he's kind of a loner and she's kind of a outgoing, crazy type. Would they or would they not be a good fit together? Blah, blah, blah. So basically you're at the whim of whatever the producers of the show are looking for that season. So are you too tall? Not tall enough? Are you well built? So the girls all watch the show. Do you have this? Do you have that? What's your attitude? Do you have a good voice for TV? You know, he looks a little old. He looks a little young. And so the odds are, you know, probably pretty high that they're going to pass up on your audition video. Plus just the time it takes going into it. Cause I was all excited and I really wanted to be on Alone cause I think it's a great show, but I would have to wait 2 years. I'm kind of busy, you know. I wanted to do it, but it's like it's not going to happen, obviously, because I haven't heard back from them. And so maybe some of you have gone through similar things with some of them shows. You know, Naked and Afraid, it's a big ordeal to get, you know, approved to be on the show by the corporate boardroom and all the producers and casting, and everyone looks at you in a different light and they go, I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he uses that. I don't like his attitude on survival. You know, he's not confrontational enough. He's too confrontational. She's, you know, too whiny. She's too authoritative. You know, it's going to cause a conflict. oh, good, we want conflict. What kind of drama are they going to bring to the table? It's just like, I'll pass. So this is how the new challenge that I've thought of works. Because going way back into, into the 80s when I was, single and stuff, but I was extremely busy, I always wanted to just grab some basic gear and drive out into the desert somewhere and just walk off for a week, take my .22 for a little bit of hunting and protection, a hatchet, maybe a tent, maybe some water and some food, but not a lot. Everything I could carry in a small backpack or just put it in my pockets. I didn't care. And then just go out and camp for a week. Well, I was too busy to ever do that. And I was, had four children that I was paying through the nose and child support and stuff. So it just never happened. So recently I was thinking about that and I thought I need to go camping and maybe film this thing just for, like I see all the overnight videos and stuff like that. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. I just got told to pound sand by Discovery Channel, basically. I mean, they didn't tell me no, but, we'll call you, don't call us. So I thought this would be really kind of a kick-ass challenge for people that you, your team, your family, whoever, could go do your own damn alone. So I'm going to take a little quick break here, and then I'm going to go into the details of how this would work and what you could do and how we're setting it up to where you can be the star of your own alone, or we're calling it the 72-hour bug out challenge. So stay tuned.
Our online store, DoomsdayDepot.com, that's Doomsday with a Z as in Zoom, lets you zoom into products selected by a prepper for preppers. Don't get lost looking for the supplies you need. Find them and great values, too, at our online store. And you can always learn more at ThePrepperGuy.com, too.
Okay, well, that was a word from our sponsor, which is me, DoomsdayDepot.com, DoomsdayDepot.com, where I got a lot of cool stuff there. That's an Amazon site. It's an affiliate site. So it's set up like a store. Go check it out. You can pick stuff, put it in your cart and all that. But then when you go to checkout, you're taken to Amazon. So it's very secure and very trustworthy. And you know you're going to get 2-day shipping if you're a Prime member and all that. So it's just kind of like a little portal for prepping and survival and camping stuff that I've either reviewed or looked into, or the stuff I've bought, or the stuff I can't afford to buy, but it's rated really high, and a lot of people that can afford it buy this product over the other one. So I've kind of narrowed it down that way. So enough for that crap. You might want to go there and buy some stuff for your challenge, though. So what is the 72-hour bug-out challenge? Well, what it is basically is a challenge, and I'm throwing it out there to all my listeners, all the people on Facebook, viewers, everyone that I know in all the communities that are, camping, hunting, prepping, whatever, and trying to get them to go, oh, I'll accept that challenge. So how it works is it's just a basic challenge. It's like, can you grab your bug out bag tomorrow, today, and just grab that as if zombies were breaking through your living room window or something horrible has happened, whether it's a flood or a fire, grab that one set of gear that you should have somewhere, at least to where you can get a hold of it quick, run out the door and go survive for 72 hours until the zombies leave your house. And so that's the basic premise of it. It's not a camping trip where you spend 2 days loading all your camping gear in your tent and your toy hauler and your RV and all your quads. And then you take all the family and you got tons of beer and chips and hot dogs. No, this is a different mindset that I'm wanting people to take on for this challenge. It's like, grab your bug out bag, grab your basic gear and go, I gotta go now. There's been an EMP. There's been, a social collapse or whatever it is that forces you out of your home. Now, granted, a lot of people say, no, I'm going to stay home. Well, that's fine. But we can't film that and make it real because your phone's going to ring, your kids are going to go to school, your neighbor's going to come over, and the welcome committee or whatever the hell it is. And it's going to be hard to make it feel real to you and your group, team, family, even yourself. So it's a bug out. Now, even if you plan on bugging in and you're never going to leave your home or your retreat because this is it, this is where I'm going to die on this hill, then this might not be for you. But let's face it, no matter how secure or how well fortified your home is, something could happen. A chlorine gas leak, anything, you know, a train driving by derails and spews chemicals all over, and you have to leave your home for a week maybe while they clean it up. Or the zombies don't really care. They're just going to break all your windows and come in, and there's hundreds of millions of zombies, so you can't shoot them all. So try to pick something that would force you out of your home. Now, I know, suspend all your normalcy biases and all that and just go, yes, I would never leave. But if I did, I would just grab these things because everything else is stockpiled and it would take a semi-load to get it all moved. You're just going to retreat for, you know, 2-3 days. Fall back. You're not bugging out and quitting. You're just going to fall back until stuff happens. So with that in mind, you grab your bug out bag, which you should have at least a 72-hour bag, and a few items you're going to grab no matter what. You know, I'm going to grab my bug out bag. I'm going to grab my knife. I'm going to grab my .22 rifle, maybe a pistol, and I'm out the door. Whatever I could grab, I got to go. Give yourself a stopwatch and go, I got 10 minutes to get out of here. And then leave. Go do your plan. Because everyone has plan A, plan B, plan C. So go, I'm going to hike up there. Or if it's not an EMP scenario that you're playing out in your mind, then you could drive so far. Remember, it's a bug out, so all hell's breaking loose. So you might not be able to drive there. You don't want to be followed. So play it as if this is the worst case scenario and you're gone. That's the challenge. Make it for 3 days. And then come home. Have a cup of coffee or a beer and relax. You're done. Now, what I would like people to do is film it. Film it as if you're on alone. Take your cell phones, your iPhones, whatever you got, all your camera equipment, anything you got laying around with a lens that films video and audio, or a portable voice recorder like I'm using right now, the Tascam DR40. If you got one of those, they're not that expensive. There's less expensive models. But if you get some good mics for your cell phones, it makes it easier because the audio is attached to the video and we don't have sync problems, especially if you have, you know, a whole bunch of footage of walking, hiking, camping, dropping this, putting that up, setting that up, and the video can, and the audio can get separated and lost. So I would like it all to be on the file with the video in good quality. Now, it may seem kind of complicated, but it really isn't. We all make videos for YouTube walking around. We have vlogs. We have selfie sticks. But what I'd like is watch alone, watch Naked and Afraid, watch a lot of these programs. I was watching one the other day just on like Ice Road Truckers. You know how they keep the character front and center, and they're always talking about the character when he's in the scene, he's driving, and what about the ice, and what if it's going to crack? Well, they pretty much know it's not going to, because Alaska Department of Transportation has checked it all. But they really build suspense. And so on prepperguy.com/72-hour bug out challenge, and there's a link in the menu for it. I have lots of videos on how to do this, some tricks and tips. From a lot of experts, I just combed YouTube and found really neat little tricks of how Casey Neistat records his time lapse, or how he talks to the camera, or other people on how they film walking away from the camera to the camera, and how they set it up, and how they get the contrast to where it looks really cool. So we have all that there for you. Now, if you grab all your cell phones and your video cameras and some lavalier mics that maybe you could plug into your camera while you're walking and talking, then we got good audio. Then we have enough to make your episode of the 72-hour bug out challenge. Now, you own all your own audio and video. Of course, it's yours. You made it. If you think you've got enough really good stuff to where we could put together an episode, then you fill out the form on the challenge pages, and you submit that, and we will contact you on how to get your footage to us. What we'll do is edit that into maybe a 30-minute episode and cut it all up and chop it all up and try to create that drama and get it clean to where it flows really good, and then produce an episode. And then we'll put it on the 72-hour Bug Out YouTube channel. Now, what's going to be kind of cool and why you would want to do this, because you're probably thinking, why would I send you all my crap? I'll just put it on my own YouTube channel. Well, here's what we're going to try to do. Now, this is new, and so it's hard to contact advertisers and companies that make prepping, camping, survival gear, knives, backpacks, all that stuff, because we can't come to them with a track record. But I know a few companies that I've worked with before to where we can say, if this is, you know, abstract, but if we can get, you know, let's say 1 million views, what would that be worth to your company? It's not going to cost you nothing up front to have faith in us. And they might say, well, you know what? If the whole season is, say, 15 episodes, and we end up getting, you know, that season, which is, you know, 2016, 2017, that season gets X amount of views, we will guarantee you all this equipment. And then what we want to do is use that equipment as a prize for the winner of this season. So if your episode rocks and kicks butt and it's done well, and you send all your fans and followers to the 72-hour Bug Out Challenge channel, and they watch the link you give them, and you get a lot of views and interaction and comments, and when we figure out that, like, out of the season and in a certain time frame, you're the winner, you get all this equipment. And we're going to try to get sponsors to put up some really kick-ass stuff, whether it's camping equipment or survival equipment or camera equipment, audio equipment. We're going to try to put together some really nice grand prizes and maybe even a second prize. Because when you're doing Naked and Afraid, the reality is a lot of those contestants do not get paid. They get a trip somewhere, but they're not getting paid. The contestants on Alone, there's the first prize is $500,000. I've never seen anything where second and third get anything at all. I mean, yeah, it was an all-expense-paid trip to Vancouver Island, but let's face it, it wasn't, you know, Sandals Resort there. So we're going to try to do that. And then I don't want you filming like an infomercial, but if you have a product that you like, let's say you love this axe or hatchet or machete, and this is your basic kit, and you're using it, and you mention that, you know, I like this piece of my kit because it's well made, it's by Gerber, it's by SOG, it's whatever. I've had really good luck with it. And then you move on, don't go into the sales mode. Then we can contact that company and say, hey, we have one episode here that they're mentioning your product in a very favorable way. They will probably respond back and go, well, how many views are you going to get? Well, probably as much as all YouTube channels get if they're good content. So let's say you're getting 100,000 views and you're sending all your friends there and you're linking and sharing the hell out of it, of your episode. Then all of a sudden they might go, wow, we'll give every guy and his team, you know, this new whatever it is. So then we will put a little blurb in your episode, not like a commercial that interrupts the flow of it, but maybe a little pop-up thing at the bottom that says, you know, he's now talking about the SOG, blah, blah, blah. You know, see in the description for link to go get this. So it helps the viewer understand what you're using and why you choose this equipment. And it helps the company go, holy crap, this guy just, you know, talked about our product. We need to, you know, hand him some equipment, some money, whatever it is. So these things will be passed back to you, because that's how we want to set it up, to where you're inspired to put together something really well and to share it and let us put together an episode and then to send all your friends there. Now, yeah, I would like the channel to do really well because then it draws in sponsorship. It draws in advertiser. It draws in people that will sit there and go, you know, we missed out on last season, but the next season we would like to offer, you know, a Ford Raptor. You don't know, but if you've got enough views, they're going to hand over some pretty sweet stuff. So it's kind of a two-part thing. If you're willing to really push all your traffic over to the channel, then we're going to work really hard to get some kickback or whatever it's called to you guys and gals. I'm not being exclusive. So that's pretty much how it's going to work. There's a lot of information on the website, and I'm also setting up, I have the domain 72hourbugoutchannel.com or challenge.com. So it's 72hourbugoutchallenge.com. Jeez. But it's still being set up. You can go there, but there's nothing there except sample pages and crap. But I'm working on that in the next week. So then I can take it all from Prepper Guy and actually have it have its own channel, its own domain. We'll own a lot more of the content that way if YouTube gets a bug up their butt like they're doing. But if we edit the channel, the episodes properly, then we can take those to advertisers and we might have one or two commercials in it, just like Naked and Afraid and Alone, but not as damn many. So maybe an opening commercial, a middle commercial, and then an end commercial that are short. And then that way, as a company, we can make a little money to buy better equipment and pitch in for better prizes, pitch in for some swag and all that. So that's how our end of it will be funded. I'm telling you secrets that you probably don't need to know, but I want you to be part of it and understand how it's going to work. So we're setting it up to where there'll be good prizes. There'll be good exposure for you. And hopefully some of the equipment you use, the company might say, hey, you did a great job with that crappy video camera you got. We really appreciate you mentioning our name. Here's the newest and latest and greatest DSLR or whatever, you know, whatever you're using. So they want their name out there. And they like it when it's in a positive light and it's actually being used. Just like sports athletes, you know, they not only get free shoes from Nike, but they actually get paid from Nike. Of course, they're always on the field, always doing it every day. So it's kind of an endorsement type thing, whereas if you're using certain equipment and it's not just blasted all over the, you know, like an infomercial, like I said, but then the company might say, I really like this guy. Here's some equipment and here's some money. I don't know. And then they might even look at your channel and go, you know, you really talk us up a lot without anything from us. We appreciate it. We want to sponsor your channel. I don't know, because that's the magic of synergy. And once it gets going, all this coolness happens. So that's the challenge. That's how it works. So you can do it one of two ways, I guess. You can just go out and do it, learn, have a great time. Don't worry about all the recording and stuff like that. Just go bug out and see if you have what you need and what it takes to make it 3 days and see if your theory and your plan A or B held water or fell apart. And so you can learn a lot from it as a prepper, a survivalist, whatever, you know, a camper, a family guy that likes to take his kids out. You're learning something. But if you record it and you do a great, stellar job, then you have the option to get, fill out the form and submit it to us, and it's all online, and boom, we'll contact you. There's a lot more other answers to questions you might have on the prepperguy.com/72hourbugoutchannel challenge. I keep saying channel. Excuse me. The word is challenge. So go check that out. Like I say, I've tried to get a lot of informational videos out there to where if you want to do it, and this information and these videos would be good even for your own YouTube channel or movies you like making for YouTube or things you like doing, a lot of tips and tricks that pertain to video and audio. So even if you don't use it on the challenge, it's there for you to read without doing and to watch without doing all your own research. It's all right there. I got some links to some of the equipment I use, some of the equipment that was mentioned in some of the tutorials on Amazon. You can click on those if it's a piece of equipment you need. If you purchase it through the affiliate link, it helps us by pennies, but it doesn't cost you anymore, and it helps kind of fund this challenge idea that I've had. Like I said, I've been kicking this around since 1985, 86. And when I was younger, I used to go up into the mountains all the time and probably get high. But I'd build a little shelter and just hang out and watch it rain. I enjoy it, but I've never had the time to go do it the way I want to. So then it kind of hit me that this could be really good for everyone to as a learning process, because nothing like on-the-job training. And plus it makes you the celebrity of your episode. And people will watch it. They will go to your channel and look at other videos you've done. But we're not waiting for some corporate boardroom executive to go, "I don't like his hair and his attitude. She's a little bit snippy, and I just don't think she could hold up, you know, in a survival situation." Well, who the hell cares what Hollywood thinks, or the Discovery Channel, or whoever makes all these shows? So we all have what it takes. They just don't think so because their casting director just doesn't like long hair this year. The buzz cut's more proper. So you're being judged, and screw them, is my opinion. If you want to be on a survival, bug out, alone type show, go do it. Just do it. Get your equipment, get your camera equipment, rock and roll out there and make your own damn episode. That's what Les Stroud started doing way back when, filming his own stuff, and it's been very popular. And so I'm not saying this will be a stepping stone to stardom, but you know what? It could definitely be a stepping stone to your better videos on your own channel, to where you do things and you self-film them and people go, "I like his style. Oh, did you see his episode? This guy's got the grit," you know. So that's about all I can say on that. If you have any questions or comments or thoughts or ideas, please email me at mark@prepperguy.com. You can also email me at mark@72hourbugoutchallenge.com, which is really long, but once it's in your contacts, you don't have to type it. And go on prepperguy.com and look at all the pages I've put together just for the 72-hour bug-out challenge. See if it's something that would rock your world and be kind of fun. I got a lot of people on Facebook that said, "This is great. I'm going to do it as soon as I can get the time together," or whatever. So now it's just in the simmering stages to where we can start getting it to cook up and do something great. So I wanted to get that out to you. If you have friends that go camping, hiking, prepping, survival, or just have a good time out in the wilderness, the desert, wherever it is, film that bad boy. You know, even if it ends up only being an overnighter because something happens, you know, we're going to put those on the channel also, not as bloopers or a B-reel thing, but just shorter challenges that people have done. So if you've recorded some of your overnighters, share them with us, and you have to contact me to where I can actually, I don't know how YouTube works exactly, to where we can get that on the channel. So we have other content out there of people's first attempt, second attempt, their teenage attempt when they went and did an overnighter with their friends. It's all cool. People learn from it. And, you know, obviously so did you. So let me know. Get in touch with me. We're setting up a phone number for this maybe, but I got to get all that worked out because it's just me. I mean, right now it's just me. But I've got a lot of people that are wanting to help and have great ideas. And so I could honestly say I could use an assistant, a producer, a video editor, but we're not there yet. So if we can make a little money, then maybe we can get some, you know, somebody to do the really good editing. We're going to be using DaVinci, I think it's Resolve for the editing, which is like another ginormous learning curve for me. So anyone that wants to help, step forward, send me an email and tell me, I can help you. I do this all the time. I can't go out doing those things, but I'd like to be part of this. We're going to try to make it a community of fun-loving people that know that something bad could happen in our world that we want to be prepared for. Doesn't mean it's going to be a zombie apocalypse. It doesn't mean it's going to be 28 days later plague that destroys mankind. It can just be the simple things in life that bring us down and catch us off guard or with our pants down, so to speak. It could be a wildfire in California that you have to leave your home for a week or two. It can be flooding. It can be so many things that we just didn't see coming. But Murphy's Law always has a way of dropping this crap right on our head when we least expect it. So that's why we're all preppers. And that's probably why a lot of you prepare, whether it's in business or you prepare for your retirement. We're always preparing for the uncertainty, because there's a million reasons we won't see, but there's always the one reason why we should prepare, and that's for our survival and our family survival, for all the things we don't see coming. So use this challenge. Use it to sharpen your skills and to get your gear dialed in and get your mindset adjusted, because there's no better way than on-the-job training. You can read until your eyes bleed, but until you actually go out there and try to camp. I've seen it so many times on Naked and Afraid. They're really good at using the bow drill to make fire in their backyard. But when they're out in the field and all of a sudden the wood's all wet and it's just not the ideal conditions, it takes them a day sometimes to get that fire started. That is why we practice. So there you have it. I'm done rambling on. That's it. Thanks.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this show. I hope I brought something to the table for you all. As always, go to prepperguy.com, read the show notes, and run over to YouTube. Check out my channel every once in a while. I'll have a video out there, and sometimes I do the whole episode as a video. And then also, for all your prepper needs, go to doomsdaydepot.com. That's doomsdaydepot.com for any end-of-the-world supplies you may need. Other than that, I hope you have a great week, and we will talk to you later. As always, enjoy the apocalypse.